This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. An Israeli doctor said on Sunday that the 12 hostages released by Hamas captivity overnight are in good condition, but will remain under medical supervision.
Last night, after a very confusing and stressful period, at around 3:30 a.m., we received these 12 captives, children and women, that came back.
Hamas released 13 Israelis and 4 foreigners late Saturday in the second round of swaps under the pause-in-fighting deal. The militant group initially delayed the exchange for several hours and claimed that Israel had violated the terms of the truce deal. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Chad began campaigning Saturday for a vote on a new constitution in a perceived test of legitimacy for the ruling junta and the Edno dynasty's 30-year reign. Transitional President General Mahamat Idriss Deby Itno, whose junta was governed since 2021, had promised to hand over power to civilians and hold elections this year, but postponed them to 2024. The opposition, NGOs, and political scientists say the ballot looks set to be about maintaining the family's dynasty. There is a curfew issued in Sierra Leone, and now Sierra Leone's aviation authority says airlines should reschedule flights till the curfew is lifted. Gunfire has been heard in the capital through the night. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, suffering from a lung inflammation, appeared seated in the chapel of his residence instead of St. Peter's Square while an aide read his Sunday message. The 86-year-old Pope, wearing his traditional white robes, had a bandage on his right hand and remained seated next to the aide during the reading. More than 2,000 people took part in a gay pride event in New Delhi on Sunday, waving rainbow flags and multicolored balloons as they celebrated sexual diversity in India, but also raised concerns over the country's restrictive laws. The annual event comes after India's top court refused to legalize same-sex marriages in an October ruling that disappointed campaigners for LGBTQ plus rights in the world's most populous country.
It's not about marriage, it's about equality. Everybody should have the same rights because that's what our constitution says.
Dancing to drums and music, they walked for more than 2 hours to near India's parliament. The 41 workers working on a highway tunnel in the Indian Himalayas when the tunnel collapsed are still trapped. The heavy drill brought in to break through the 60 meters of debris was damaged on Friday. It's being pulled out entirely. Government says the last 10 to 15 meters will have to be broken with handheld power tools. Authorities in the southwestern United States state of Arizona canceling land leases that are being used to grow alfalfa for livestock being raised in Saudi Arabia. From Vicksburg, Arizona, here's Levi Stallings.
Growing alfalfa in Saudi Arabia is restricted due to water conservation measures in the mostly arid country. So the Fondamonte subsidiary of a Saudi dairy company bought this land near the town of Vicksburg, and it has been using non-renewable groundwater to grow feed for the Middle Eastern country's livestock. Last month, Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs said it was unacceptable that Fondamonte was pumping unchecked amounts of groundwater out of the state. Levi Stallings, VOA News, Vicksburg, Arizona.
A coconut tree climbing race was held in Sana in China's southernmost island province. The competition very competitive and ornamental. Male and female participants climbed simulated coconut trees to compete for speed and skill. With its tropical climate, there's a lot of coconut trees there. It's called Holy Water by the locals.